We out here, nigga. We all here. The gang is all here. We in this bitch.
LOL.
Black Money, La Rodrigo, Drigo on this motherfucker. This is it. Prelude for the NOB podcast. I got two special guests on this motherfucker. Please, both of y'all introduce yourself. We gonna go with ladies first. Go ahead.
Oh, me? Who going first?
No, nigga, ladies, ladies.
Oh, okay. Hi, Wayne? I'm Callie.
Not you, nigga, Wayne. Ladies oh, first, no. Nigga. Go.
Fuck you.
Nah, y'all go ahead. Y'all go ahead. Either one of y'all go.
You killed my moment, so I'll go second.
Okay. What? Junior.
I don't go first then. This your boy, Wayne, Bit Run, Bit June, JR, Running J, or that nigga.
I can't even fucking introduce my next.
And who up. Do we have doing this also?
Yeah, there we go, man. Just take the fuck over, man.
It's just Callie. That's it. That's all.
That's all.
Yeah, ain't okay. No AKAs, no nothing. It's just Callie.
So just Callie, that's it. That's all. Gotcha.
Ain't that like a sorority? That's an AKA or some shit.
Yeah, actually it is.
Oh, I ain't gonna diss them because I fuck with black people.
Oh God, don't do that.
So man, like I said to the people, man, this the NOB podcast. We just talking shit. You know what I'm saying? Just getting the perspective of niggas and women, women and niggas. So pretty much we got a brilliant mind in this motherfucker. She always come up with some real deep shit. So Callie, is there anything particular you want to talk about or get opinions of not one but two ignorant niggas on this motherfucker subject?
Oh God. I don't really know. Let me think. You done put me on the spot.
I did. Made that spot like hot than a motherfucker too.
Yeah, I don't like that. I don't know. Should I know. Let me see. Shut up.
First thing on your mind, right?
Oh, I was thinking about situationships. That's the first thing that came to my brain. But what
okay,
about
boom. Boom. That's good.
I got those going on now.
That's a good thing. That's a good thing right there. Situationship. What's your opinion on situationship?
What's mine? Well, my question. Yeah. Okay. Let me see. Let me focus in on it. Is it possible to elevate a situationship into a relationship? And why or not?
Absolutely, you can elevate that bit. That's the whole goal of the situationship. Hell yeah, to be 100, because like you in a situationship because one motherfucker bullshit and don't want to claim and have a title like that versus another motherfucker really want a title, but they just really in this situationship where they just have to go with the fucking flow because they like somebody. But one person want to be in an actual relationship versus the other motherfucker just don't want to be in a relationship, don't want a title, but want the fucking aspects of our fucking relationship. So the whole goal is to actually be in a relationship in most situations. If not that, and y'all don't want to be in that shit, that's what you just call a sneaky link. And you just do it that way.
So what's the difference between a situationship and a sneaky link then?
Because like a situationship is literally, I can go everywhere with you, and like if we go out of town or we go here and there, I don't mind them people thinking that we're a couple. Versus a sneaky link is like, it's low key, it's only at night. Most of the time I'm just going to your crib or some type of shit, or I'm just going to a hotel and we just link it up. That basically just it. But like a situationship, I can do this shit in the morning, the afternoon, or night, You know what I'm saying? We actually doing couple shit. And we don't have to sneak around. We don't have to sneak around. You know what I'm saying? Like, we can do whatever the fuck ever. We just ain't a fucking couple. We ain't got that title. You feel me? But that's just my opinion. I don't know what my nigga JR feel on the situation, but that's just my shit. What you feel though, G?
I mean, yeah, that's pretty much it, but I mean, I ain't nothing to add to it. That's pretty much it.
See? Told y'all.
Okay. I don't have no other topics right now. I low-key want to pull out my cards. No free promo, but promo to tonight's conversation, bro. Just to start a conversation, because I don't got no ideas.
Go ahead. You know what I'm saying? This is a test run for this shit and see if people catch the vibe. So go ahead. You ain't got to even say the fucking card shit, because we they ain't getting paid, because we ain't got to hit big time right now.
Just in case, I already said it. I already put in the plug, so it's too late.
Okay, you can put in the plug. Maybe they'll sponsor our shit in the future.
Who knows? Yeah, maybe we'll get like 50 cents. Yeah.
Maybe. Shit.
Yeah, I'm low-key. Okay, ready? I'll let y'all go first. But my opinion still ain't gonna change to my answer, so... Nice. Do you feel like having a high body count as a single person causes unrealistic expectations about sex inside a committed relationship?
Oh shit. Go ahead, bro.
No, not really. I mean, what's a high body count? What do you mean by high?
I don't know. That's up for interpretation. I mean, but high is high. I feel like high is more than 10 bodies in my opinion, but that's different people. Like, if you got, or if you can't count no more, that's a high body count.
I have a high body count in that case, then, but it's, I don't want to spit no different. No, it's, you don't, having a high body count don't change shit. It just means you just out there, just fucking a lot more than everybody else.
Having a high body count mean you a bored in the motherfucking meeting.
I was bored, I ain't gonna lie to you. Most times it was just boring.
You know what I'm saying? Like, that's just how I feel. Like, it don't really change shit. It just mean that, like, it was a point in your life where you were kind of bored and you just was, you wanted to fuck and you got what you wanted. You know what I'm saying? So,
but it says, does it cause unrealistic expectations about sex in a committed relationship? I mean, it could if you, it could though, if you've been having some spectacular, crazy, you know, sex outside of your relationships, but then when you get in a committed relationship, the sex is boring or trash. It could.
See, that's why I always say, hell, sex on the first night, so that way you know how the shit gonna go. You don't do a test run. What you doing? Like, you gotta do test run first.
I don't know, because the host himself said that he would not do no test run, and if anybody allows him to do a test run, he looking at them differently.
Yeah,
I understand, but I gotta do a test run. I gotta know what you can and can't do. I'm not gonna buy a car until I test drive that bitch.
With me, it's like I need at least 3-4 dates in that motherfucker to see what that you know what that puss about, just to be 100, and then we can go from there. Cause then, you know, I ain't lying. First date, that dude made me like, damn, is it like that? Cause then I start questioning myself like, damn, who else got it easy like me? You know what I'm saying?
But I feel like it's like the body count thing. Like, after a while, it's not even like that. Sometimes you just feel in a person and survive and it just happened. Why should you be dictated or called a hoe or whatever because of that?
Yeah.
But I think that's childish.
It's just like one person said on somebody else's podcast, like, damn, how many niggas you love? Like, that just made me think, like, damn. For real. Because it's like, if you in love with more than 3 niggas, then that means you was in love with 3 niggas and you just 24. Like, was you really loyal to that motherfucker?
Is it,
you just fall in love quick?
But is it not possible to be in love with somebody or 2 people?
Hell no.
I think it's possible. You might not love them in the same like percentile. Like, you might have more love for this one person, but you still care about them. Like, that's why people be in love triangles all the time. Not side relationships.
Then say care about this motherfucker. Don't say you love this nigga and
That's bitch, a bit much.
You better say you love that nigga, but you fucks with me. That just say that shit. That makes way more sense than that love shit. You know what I'm saying? Because I feel like love, that shit, like, that's a powerful word. Like, if I say I love you, nigga, that, you know, that shit there. But if I say I fucks with you, that lets you know, like, hey, I fucks with you. That shit different. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, but there's a lot of people that think that they're in love but don't really know what it is, in my opinion. But I got another question, speaking on the first date. This one popped up right after. It's kind of based on what we were just talking about. Says a woman says she doesn't want to have sex on the first date because a man will respect her less if she does. Does she have a point?
Yes. For me, she has a point. I guess for my nigga, she don't. For me, she does.
Hold up. Say it one more time. Say the question again.
A woman says that she doesn't have sex on the first date because a man will respect her less if she does. Does she have a point?
Nah, not really.
That was not with him.
Not to me, I'm gonna be honest. Like, you can fuck on the first night. I have respect for you. You can fuck on the third, fifth night. The sex doesn't change anything. It's the vibe.
Yeah.
It's different for me. I'm being 100. If I'm fucking the first night, it could be because our vibe is fire and shit. That's cool. Just because you lose a little bit of respect for me don't mean that you gain a whole lot back the second night. You know what I'm saying?
So you respect for her because you got it the first
night. But see, in your mind, you think just because I lost respect for you, you think that, like, it's a big ass fucking notch. Like, it might be just a little prick hit.
I want to lose respect for a woman because I hit on the first night. Because, like I said, you got to test drive this shit. You don't want to hop in a car and get down the road and that bitch blow up on you. You got to test drive it first before you buy it.
I'm dead.
I don't lose that much respect. Like, let's say if we was on a scale of 1 to 10, I might lose a 0.5 respect for you. Let's just say that. It's not a whole lot.
Man, it's like, bro, I don't even pay for this and plus first. I did free trials for everything first if I buy that shit.
You know
what I'm just saying, he didn't first night, that don't mean I'm gonna respect for you. I'm still respect you no matter what, because, yeah, maybe you just want to fuck. Maybe it wasn't how it was. I don't know. I ain't losing
that much respect. That's all I'm saying in my book. I'm not losing that much respect.
You should basically lose respect for yourself too, because how is she? How is she a hoe?
That's how she was.
It took two to tango. Like, she just.
That's what I'm saying. Like, she should view me the same way though. That's what I'm saying. Like, it's you know what I'm saying. You should be like, damn nigga, like, are you a hoe out here? Because I want her to be like, damn, you say your body count ain't high, but how the fuck you just hit me with ease like that? You know what I'm saying?
So,
like,
you want her to question you if that happens too?
She has to. She has to.
Not she has to. Because everybody can be.
If I'm seeing what I'm seeing and everything is real and true and we do that shit, if you don't question that shit, then what the fuck? If I say my body count this and I hit you on the first night, you should question, like, yo, is this nigga lying or not?
I'm gonna say you a liar, but it is what it is.
But that's what I'm saying. But then it's on me to gain that shit back, because, you know what I'm saying? Boom, we gotta keep vibing. He be like, oh, okay. It was just us. It was just our vibe. That's what really made the shit that night. That's, you know what I'm saying?
But that's still debatable. That's still debatable, though, Neil. I mean, yeah. That's still debatable.
Damn, why you gonna let motherfucker know my name?
I know. I messed up. And
It's all good. But I'm just saying, even that debatable shit means that you should slightly lose a little respect for me, but I have to gain that bit back.
But you're making it seem like that's how it is. I don't think when it comes to that, women are just gonna be like, you know, I don't think women are as judgmental about that type of thing until, like, later on. Like, I don't think we question stuff like that until later on. Like, maybe that was too fast, or blah, 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 blah. Because usually by that time, the vibe is already there. You're not caught feelings. You think you're cool, whoop-de-whoop, yeah. blah, blah, blah. Yeah. You're not yeah. thinking about, oh, my God, this man's such a hoe. Why did we do blah, blah, blah? And, you know, if you're a free spirit or you just chilling and you go off of vibes, too, it's more so kind of like that body count thing. People like, oh, my God, I'm not dating somebody that's blah, blah, blah. It's after a while, that stuff is redundant. It just shouldn't even matter. So it's just like, you know, that doesn't matter because, you know, if it's a vibe, it's a vibe. That's just like, what was that conversation? We had a conversation before.
They like, you know,
with the, no. With the condom thing. I'm going to question somebody that don't got a condom on site, on day.
Why?
Because hey, it's why? Weird. To me, it's weird. Because it's weird. Like, I'm a question. I'm not talking,
but I need one.
No. I'm not gonna do it. I'm not doing it. But I'm gonna question them because I'm just like, if you out here actively, or whatever the case is, and you ain't got no protection, then what that means no. This is how I'm thinking. I'm gonna be like, well, dang, are you not using protection out here? Do you not care about blah 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 blah? And do you got a dirty wang right now? Let's see the book because you're just too happy to go slanging. That could be like a woman too. You out here, you ready to wrap it up, and she's like, "Are you for real about to use that?" That should be like red flag, yellow flag, like because what the freak?
That's crazy.
Man, ain't gonna lie though, bro. That motherfucker ain't gonna lie.
That bitch fucking now.
Ain't gonna lie, man. Nigga, so look at it. We hear that, she be like, well, damn, fucking then, bitch. Let go with it. Well, you know what I'm saying? It's trust in the Lord. Then, if a girl like, damn, you really got the condom, like, what the fuck?
No,
that's a lot of faith in the Lord.
I'm putting my faith in the Lord. Then.
See,
if I pull it, I'm gonna use it. I'm gonna use it. It's what I'm gonna say. If I ain't got one, I ain't got one. But if I pull it out, I'm using it.
I'm, as I told Kelly, the fucking listeners probably don't even need to know this shit. Bro, you know how many times I had condoms when I fucked some of these girls, and I never even thought about pulling the shit out, bro. My second to last encounter, I paid $30 for some fucking condoms. Did not use nothing in the fuck. $30. Barely like $8 for them bitches. I ain't used them hoes at all. Didn't even look in them bitches, bro. I did my due and then pulled it out and then boom, we did what we fucking did.
Red flag.
I mean, that makes sense though. I mean, if I don't pull it out, I'm not gonna use it, but I put it out, I'm using it. And she said, why you pulling it out? I'm walking out. I'll be something to trust you.
You really walking
there's,
out?
There's too
I'm
many
risks. I can go watch Pornhub some shit.
I mean,
if I pull it, I'm using it.
I mean, it's like this. I'm just being 100. I might pull out a rubber is if I'm fucking like a well-known hoe, or I paid for it.
Okay, the second one I get. The first one, she'll put on hoe. I mean,
y'all
know.
Are gross in my opinion.
I'm just saying, when you do it,
even well-known, you know how many girls that look innocent and then they sit here and they do and then. They not put it on you, and then next thing you know, your jumbly's itching. Not me. I ain't never had that issue. Maybe y'all have, cause y'all been out here doing all that. No offense.
Nigga, but
that's a little too dangerous. Or then you do a little smell test, and now your jumbly smelling weird, and you confused as to what. That's because you decided to judge that little cute girl, and the cute girl got the claps, or she got a yeast infection, or she got a UTI. And now
His thing about this shit, let me be 100. It don't even be the cute girl. It be the other bitches that got that shit most time. That's why I fuck cute girls. You know what I'm saying? Cute girls really do be the innocent ones and shit. It be the other girls that you know for sure probably got the shit. And I ain't gonna lie, that's when I whip the condoms out. And I'm like,
That's crap too, because there's a lot of dudes that some people think are like, I ain't even gonna say high quality, but like attractive dudes. And next thing you know, they smelling weird down there, and they don't know what happened. Because some of y'all be having a little dirty pains. No offense. I'm gonna take it.
You just said high quality dudes. We ain't talking about
high quality. I ain't mean like, oh my God, this is higher echelons. I just mean dudes that they think are attractive and the cute ones. So you shouldn't be, you shouldn't be judged. Are y'all trying to say y'all ugly?
No, we just saying in this situation, we just saying that the women that think them niggas is cute, of course they probably got that shit because they the ones who fucking a lot. I'm just saying, no. When it comes to girls, them cute girls, we like fucking a lot. It's the ugly girl that's getting all the dick though. Be 100, they go the fuck off. They ugly for a reason.
That is not fair.
They ugly and know how to fuck. Let's just be 100. Them ugly girls know how to put it on you.
They gotta try a lot harder, bro.
Because the cute girls, they don't really be putting out like that because they cute. Now you got some bad bitches that put out like that, but cute girls don't. Bad bitches do put out, but cute girls really don't. Ain't dead ass serious.
I'm dead.
I'm serious though, bro. My nigga.
That don't. It ain't never. It ain't never that risky. It ain't never that fun to do that. Mm-mm.
But am I lying though?
I don't know. I can't answer that.
Niggas online.
But I'm just saying though, because it's a big ass difference between a cute girl and a bad bitch though. Like bad bitches, they will fall in that category and have a lot of, but cute girls, they ain't really fucking nobody. They really like, they cute, and then like with some of the cute, most niggas don't even want to fuck with them because they too innocent and shit. They look too innocent and shit.
Tell me about that too. There's a celebrity, I forgot her name right now. But she's like, what is it? She's like 30 or 40 and she's like a virgin. Why do y'all not? Y'all don't want a virgin, but y'all want a virgin. But y'all don't want a virgin. Y'all want a girl with experience, but y'all don't want her to be outside either. So, because a lot of people, when they converted that, like when they commented on her, they were like, oh no, she's 40 years old. I want, what is it? I think it was Shannon Sharp or somebody. It was like, you know. Nah, I want a Brittany Rainer. Like,
yeah, because it's like, I don't want a version like for that shit. I don't want a version like that because I'm in my whole phase or some shit. I don't want to take her innocence. That's me taking her innocence right there. I want a bit that out there in the streets because I'm out here doing demon time shit. You know what I'm saying? So let me get a fucking demon out here for real with me. You know what I'm saying? I don't want this angel.
Y'all don't want hoes. Y'all don't want hoes.
Ain't gonna be a hoe, but she gotta have experience though.
We want hoes. We just don't want to wife that hoe. I will wife that virgin.
See, exactly. That's my thing. Why waste your time with somebody that you don't see longevity with? So it's more so of a conquering thing. That's dumb.
Because we niggas. That's what the fuck it is, bro. You feel me? I'm just being 100 with you, Charlie. Like, no. it's some girls like dead ass serious. This is how niggas think. It's some girls we look at, we like, damn, she like the perfect wife type. Like, I can't fuck with her right now because I don't really got my shit together, so I don't really want to fuck with her, fuck her life up and shit like that because it ain't straight. Versus, it's some girls who just out here hoeing and like, man, I need that bitch. I want that hoe for real. Like, she can fuck my life up right now. I'll be cool with that a little bit because I don't really love that bitch. I ain't really trying to seek no future with her. I'm just trying to get a girl on my roster real quick.
No, but it's a contradicting because y'all low-key want a thought or whatever the case is, but y'all don't want a thought. It don't make sense. You want her to have enough bodies and experience, but at the same time, you don't want her to be like fresh off the market either. Like, that's dumb though. Why not just build with somebody? Like, she got a good personality. She ain't been out there a lot. Let me ask it. She got a decent personality. She ain't got that many bodies. What is it? Because you could teach somebody how to do stuff. It ain't that hard. So what's so difficult?
You ain't listening to me, though.
I hear what you're saying, but I don't get it.
That's what I'm saying. I don't want that shit right now. That's the thing. I don't want this shit. I want the whole right now. Think about this shit. Are you eating pizza every fucking day? Nigga, you want tacos someday. or chicken spaghetti or regular spaghetti or hot dogs or hamburgers. I'm just saying, what the so fuck when, I want right
when
now.
Do the cravings stop? Because his comment was as a 40, 50 year old man.
See, he done been through it all. He done been rich. He done had a girl. He done had a shit. It depends on the nigga.
I don't think the answer gonna change for y'all at 50.
Yeah, trust me, it fucking will.
I don't think it will. I feel like, because that's a very, to me, it's childish. I've also seen that too, where some girls, I had a guy friend at the time, he wasn't out there like that, and the girl was like, oh, he's cute, but I don't mess with virgins. Like,
but I think it's different for niggas. Like, I feel like women don't want to mess with virgin dude, but a dude, he'll fuck with a virgin girl, but it's just like, he just gotta really be on the right mindset. But I just think that's how it is. Like, I will fuck with a virgin girl, like, for real. Like, if she really the one and shit, I don't mind. I'll drop that shit. You know what I'm saying? I'll drop that shit. I'll build with her. I don't mind waiting to the wedding night for this shit if she the one.
How you know she the one? Great question. How you know when a girl is the one?
Shit, it's that vibe, bro.
What you know you get to me.
Yeah, you just know. You fucking know, like.
Like, how does a dude know when he's in love or in like?
See, we know.
Do y'all have feelings? You keep just saying you know. Like, what's...
Okay, I can explain it to you. It's like this. When you look at... For me, looking at the girl and I just start fucking laughing, I know, well, for no reason at all. Ain't shit being said. Ain't shit being funny.
That smile, though, bruh. That little smile, laugh. Yeah, yeah.
Like, that's how I know. I'm like, damn. like, why am I laughing?
Like,
and shit's
funny. Like, she gonna never see this shit.
Like, y'all don't have the things like girls be having. Like, though, you wake up in the morning, you want to hit her up or you want to talk to her. Like, what's the code? What's the things? Like, it's got to be deeper than a laugh, though, because anybody, I mean, somebody with the riz can do it. It ain't that difficult. I be making a lot of people giggle. So
No.
But there's a difference though. I'm telling you another shit though.
Okay, it's like this. Y'all just in the house, for me, we in the house just chilling. Ain't shit funny, ain't shit been going on. Y'all talking about fucking Delph or whatever, and then saying, you know, you look at them and you just start laughing.
That shit right there, bro, he make a good ass point.
Like,
bro, I knew I was.
Ain't shit being funny at all. Like, you just laughing for no reason at all. You just smiling, giggling, whatever.
I knew I was in love with this one girl when Delph was some perfect shit. I literally thought about Delph and I was like, damn, bro, if I die first, it's gonna suck in heaven because she ain't there. You laughing and shit, but I'm dead ass.
But he right though, and there it is. It's a girl now. I'm like, man, if I go to hell, she was born and fuck. Like, she ain't there yet.
I'm just saying,
she got that first. Well, I got that same time. Whatever. Like, it just it hits different. That laugh hits differently when ain't shit being said.
Yeah, bro.
Now on y'all phones, you look up different. And just start smiling.
And then with her too, bro. Like, I knew I fell for her when she knew me. She knew me. Like a motherfucker. And I want to mean, like, not mean like she knew me, like she know my favorites and oh, she know I like Batman, the Pelicans. No, like, I literally asked her this question, like, yo, tell me what the fuck I think about myself. And she sat right there and told me word for word what exactly I thought about my motherfucking self. And it was like, it wasn't like she was like slightly on or she was 3/4 on. No, like she was 100% fucking correct. And then the flip side, I did the shit for her and bro, Shawty started crying because she was like, damn, you really do know me, bro. Like that shit was real. And then that's when I thought about that heaven shit. Like, bro, if I go to heaven, if I die and go to heaven, yo, it's gonna fucking suck because she ain't there with me.
There it is.
There it is, man. That's how the love shit work. But it shit hurt when you lose. But when you lose that motherfucker, that heartbreak, bro, that would change niggas. That what makes niggas like, I mean, I should be a hoe out here, bro, for real. Cause that heartbreak shit is different.
Yeah.
Yeah. But you can't stay in that place, though.
True. We don't stay in that place, but that place is a fucking safe haven, though.
Mm-hmm. I'm talking about for everybody, not just men or women. I'm just saying you don't stay in that place.
True.
Because then you actually eventually end up crossing out decent people that are coming into your life that could give you the love that you deserve, but instead mm-hmm. you're crossing them out because you're still stuck in your little villain art.
True. But at the same time, we choose who the fuck we want to hurt and shit too, though.
I mean, that's true.
You know, so that's why I say, like, we don't even fuck with the little innocent cute girl because I know where the fuck I'm at in life. So that's why I don't want to fuck with that virgin girl because I know where I'm at. Like, she didn't meet me at that great time. She didn't meet me at this shit. She's not right for me right now.
I just feel like people also know that they're toxic, so they rather not be the one to deflower somebody knowing that they ain't going to be with this person. Just keep it above. Just be honest. Stop saying you just, I'm just going to my homie. No, just say you're not in that spot. Just not, it's not about, oh, she's not doing it enough. Just say you're not there. Take accountability. You know, be grown. I know what you're saying now, but literally 10 minutes ago, you didn't say that. No, you didn't. 10 minutes ago, you did not say that. You were just like, we want a hoe. I'm in my hoe phase.
Then I say the same shit 10 minutes ago, but just literally a whole different version.
Well, that version was trash. I want you to know that version was trash.
You just listen to what the fuck you want to hear when I just said,
what's a woman?
Like, I literally said, yes, I do want hoes, but I also said I would not fuck with the innocent girl because I'm at that phase in my life where I want hoes.
There it is.
I hope you know I'm not going to agree. He got the wrong person on here. Anyways, true or false? Women tell the truth about their body count.
False as fuck.
False as a motherfucker.
Defend your answer.
Oh, because I got female friends and I know they true body counts and the shit they tell people, I'm like, because I feel like they don't want it to be too high because of niggas be judgmental and shit.
Yep. I asked the girl what her body count was before she told me 7. She started telling me stories about stuff. I'm like, this is more than 7 niggas. This is 20.
But real talk though, like if you tell me a number, real life, if you tell me a number and like you know what I'm saying, the more comfortable you get, you start telling me stories. And now certain stories are not adding up to the body count you just told me. Like, bro, okay, you tell me you got 8 bodies, but you got 4 kids. But you tell me a story about this shit, and that shit ain't adding up. Cause I'm like, damn, you already got 4 bodies knocked down, but you telling me this story about this shit. That about 3, but then you told me another story. I'm like, man, that's about a good 4 right there. So all this shit ain't adding up. So nah, like they be lying. They be lying. Y'all don't claim some of the niggas that y'all actually
true, they don't.
That y'all
not, you know, I'm black. Don't say no, y'all. Some people do not claim. I put the people on whatever, even if it was a bad experience, because y'all don't like to count like oral and stuff. What's at the end of that? Oral sex. That's a body. Regardless if you put the P in the B, it don't matter. You can argue about it. We've already gone over it. So my thing is, but yeah, I agree. Women do, but I also know guys. I know a lot of people, but they said women specifically. There are women that, you know, don't tell the truth about their body count, but I feel like overall it's kind of childish. Like, if you want to know, just be aware that somebody might have a high body count, or they might lie to you because they feel like you're going to be judgy.
Yeah, I mean, you know.
I ain't gonna lie about this shit. I ain't got time for that.
Yeah. Let's see. This one says, since you've become sexually active, what's the longest you've gone without having sex?
A year. Me, myself, my hand.
About 2 years. You laughing and shit, but I tell you, because, bro, I mean, like I said,
I'm not laughing at you. I was laughing at my answer. But
my body count ain't that high, so that's what I'm saying. It's too good to those. Most of them got kids body. That they don't want. And I'm out here raw dog, y'all. Like, I'll be 100. I'm out here risking having kids like a motherfucker. So if I do the action, it better be with somebody I don't mind having a kid with like that.
Oh my God. What's the longest? I guess like since whatever. Mine's would be 9 months, a whole pregnancy.
See, look, a whole pregnancy, goddamn. Look at that shit. She got it. She got a kid out too.
I do not. Do not. Cause you heard what I said. I wrapped it up, but I don't play with people that do that. Let me sit on my son. Have you ever faked an orgasm? If so, how did you pull it off? You gotta explain.
I gotta plead the fifth, bro.
I know you fake one.
Why you gotta plead the fifth? Cause recent. It's recent.
I gotta plead the fifth.
It's recent.
I just gotta say.
It's recent.
Hey, we just saying recent. Maybe it's my first. I don't know. I'm just pleading the fifth. You feel me?
I don't know what, never mind.
I'm
right, the fake one. I just stopped fucking. I'm like, yeah, I know this.
You know what I'm saying?
I don't think it.
So you just lied.
Yeah, I just lied. Just lied to him.
I just, you know, I plead the fifth. I just say that shit, man.
So he low key, yes, it may be recent for him. I've never done that because I feel like if you're not doing your job, you should know. I'm not gonna fake it. So
I want you to feel bad about not doing your job. That's why
I want you to feel bad because that should make you work harder the next time. There's no point of us engaging, and then if I continue to do it and I let you know because I'm an adult, I'm gonna ask you about it and we're gonna talk about it. And then the second time, there's redemption. Wait. Second time, wait.
Because like this shit don't make no sense. Because what I told you about some trash ass shit, you was like, "Ooh, don't go back." You know, like, I'm just
exactly. Would you not just hear me? Did you not just hear me? You didn't even let me finish. Why are you trying to expose people?
You talking about you telling people?
Because if I engage, first of all, I don't engage with everybody. So if I engage with you one, I'm either trying it out or there's a connection. So I'm patient with the person. And I also told you, well, you don't, let me not put, I'm trying not to put your details out. I'm trying to be respectful. So don't try to aim for the jugular if you don't want me to put your business up.
So, like I said,
you know what I'm talking about. You know what I'm talking about. I gave this person not one, not two, not three, but maybe 4 times to get it right. And I said, I even put it out there. Look, if I come over here, there needs to be some changes because right now you're trash.
Damn.
What did they do? Not deliver. They played me. They act like a joke. And so guess what I did? I left it alone. That's what you're supposed to do. You don't entertain trash just because it's some sex. That's desperate. That's desperate. Level up. Level up.
After the first time, if it's trash, I'm not going back.
You shouldn't talk because you told your homie to try it again.
I told him to try again. Take me.
That's trash. He a test friend.
I mean, but I would rather hear that shit from that nigga. Like, dead ass. I would tell his ass try again, even though it was trying to fuck for me. I would tell him, nigga, well, you better man up and try again.
No.
I said what I would do. I would not try again. That's just me. But nigga, you try again.
Like, don't ever I encourage my homies, bro. Never give up, never surrender. I grew up on Toy Story, goddammit. Buzz Lightyear was my hero. You know what I'm saying?
He never gave up.
He never surrendered.
I mean, you should just know your standards. You should know your standards. Like, and so I was being patient with this person for me. This is just my experience. I had been single for a minute. They was cool. I thought they was kind of trash anyway. So I'm gonna be honest. The vibe was like, it gives pretty boy energy. So I didn't want to engage, but I was like, why not? It's been a minute. I'm single. Whatever. Let's try it out. and then tried it out. It was mid, you know, mid. But I was like, you know what? It could be like a little situationship thingy, and then if we talk briefly, I could find out a way to improve it, and then this will be a little cool little whatever, whatever. Did it happen? No, because like I said, every time it was still mid. Like, you sitting here, I ain't finna do all these details. I ain't finna do all that. Yeah. But it was mid. It was mid right. Each time, and I put it out there like, hey, you're slacking. You're slacking. What you gonna do? If I come over here, what's gonna happen?
Oh, you gonna have to find out. You gonna have to find out.
Disappointed. No, but it's crazy. Disappointed. So all it took was 3 times too many, and I was done. I'm not gonna keep entertaining it, but that's different because I'm not one of y'all. Like, ooh, my bad. It's different when you don't go outside like that. When you don't go outside like that.
Wow.
That's how it is. I've never said that. You see how your friend said that he said he don't do it, but he told you to do it? With my experiences, I don't engage with people unless I either see a connection or either I'm trying to fill it out. And that also taught me that you can be around somebody and not have a connection with them either. Because the mid experience was a learning experience. So I own my stuff. You're not going to make me feel bad for that. I said what I said. Did I fake it? No.
Her story remind me of one of my story when it was this girl who I ain't gonna really put it out there like that, but she fine. She fine now. But like the first time we did it, I was like too excited, and she slick didn't count me as a body. She really said I was a half. All right, my nigga Callie know the story. She count me as a half. So my redemption story was bitch, when I see you next time, I'm going the fuck off. And what the fuck did I do when I seen her?
Went crazy.
Off, bro. Went off to goddamn. She sent the message. I still got the message to this day saying, damn, you done went off. We done did shit I ain't never did before. Ever. God damn. Like, man. But it just goes to show you, like, some niggas step up to the challenge and some niggas fail. This
right. And then you are a sucker if you continue going to the circus. Because who is getting the treats? This clown.
Yeah.
And not you. You eating peanuts like a fool.
You was eating peanuts like a fool.
Like a fool, but not no more. But I kept it real. I said, don't ask me how you was doing. Because I told you it was all right. You were straight. Oh, and then we're not even gonna go there. But sometimes a lot of men are very misinformed about the female anatomy, and they feel like every woman is the same way, and that's a problem.
I learned that real quick. One girl told me I was trash. I said that. I said no.
But that hurt me.
It hurt me.
It did change. Like, I was just saying, like, this just show you, like, you told a nigga he was trash, and he continued to be trash because of him. Yeah. He still thought he was straight.
Because all these girls now hyped him up. That's the thing.
When Shawty told me I was trash and I ain't count, bro, I went the fuck off next time because of that shit.
Yeah. I mean, he added a little one too, but it wasn't nothing to keep me there. It was very disappointing. It was like,
man, I had Rocky music in the background because of that shit. I was training, like, you're the best around, huh? Like, for real, goddamn. I was Rocky Karate Kid in the background, for real. You're the best around, huh? Nothing's gonna ever keep me down. Like, for real, goddamn. I was like, nah, but when I see this motherfucker next time, I gotta go off, goddamn.
Yeah, I had to change my stuff real quick. She said that, and I was like,
But that's what you should do. And I feel like a lot of times people feel like, I guess people would classify me as the cute girl, and so they think that once you get the cute girl, like, he'll just don't play with me because I ain't ugly either. Don't start, Almond. Don't start.
Wow. Fail. I was just fucking with you. Damn.
Anyways, see, you ain't even let me get my point out. This is how Angela Yee feels. Anyways.
Hold on. Who shot a man then?
I probably shot a man. I was like, I can't be DJ. That nigga gay as fuck in my mind.
Oh my God.
Wow.
That's messed up.
Look.
Anyways, so I feel like they be like, okay, well, we not kicked it and did the do. you know, I'm probably not rock this girl world, but then it'd be like a twist because I give feedback and I'ma tell you what's up. And if you was trash, I'm not gonna lie to you. And this person, he was, yeah, you know, I just be going crazy and the girls be going crazy and I just have to chill out and back up off of them real quick because they legs be shaking and you're going crazy. And I'm just like, really? I'm just sitting up here like, really? Huh. Okay. Cause that ain't what just happened.
The bullshit that you saying, huh?
And then so that's when I explained to him, like, everybody, just because other people like this, you know, like a 1-2-1-2-2-2-2-2-2, other people might want 1-2-1-2 with a little twinkle twinkle here, here, there, there. And you just think you know the blueprint for every female. Just because you pretty and you like the body was body and like he had a whole six pack, like given like, you know, he probably has had these girls that probably have wanted him and it's in their head, so it just build up because they're like, oh my god, he's so fun. But he was, like I said, he was mad to me, like he was mad to me, and so it didn't do that extra boost that they was already in their brain.
Hey, question.
What's nothing? What's up?
Hey, what was that number though? What was that number though?
What are you talking about, the ranking?
Yeah, that number though. What number was that one though?
I don't know. That's praise. Low.
Oh shit.
This praise.
Nah.
The pretty boy.
Oh shit. Hold on, man. Hold on. Well, yo, so follow up question. Have you ever had somebody who talked their talk but walked the walk like a motherfucker? Like,
most of the people are that were decent or high on the list are like me. Like, they say it one time and then you just find out. That's how I am. Like, I feel like somebody that talks so much about, oh, I'm afraid. I'm gonna put you, I'm gonna turn you up, girl. Do. They is just like.
So you ain't never met somebody that walk that walk like that though?
All the people that have been superb for me, they just lay back and chill like me. Like, okay, you say it one time and you're gonna find out.
What about you though, G? Have you had a girl that like she talked that talk and she bought that motherfucker too though?
No, most ain't nothing really like talk shit. They all like she said, find out.
I ain't gonna stunt. The thought goat was the one, but I'm not gonna lie. The thought guy was the one. She talked that talk, and now in my mind, I'm like, I just like it's just talk. It's just talk to be 100. That's my first mindset. Like, okay, it might be good, but it ain't fine until like I was like cousin Home Alone. I was shocked and moaning all that time. I was like, yeah, it really is. And it's like, alright, you got me the first time because you do it again. And then, I had a person who talked that talk and definitely walked that motherfucker too, so yeah.
A lot of them, the ones that talk the most, they be very disappointing, I'm gonna be honest. The ones that don't say too much or whatever, like, I feel like those are the ones that's gonna be decent because they're not shot up, they listening to what you saying, you like, whoop-de-whoop. So when that time comes, like, they actual, like, lovers to me. Like, aww. Oh, you don't like this? You like this? Do. They not gonna ask, but you know what I'm saying? They're actually about it. The ones that's saying, oh, yeah, I'm finna put this spy on you. You finna be turned up, girl. Disappointed. Yellow flag for me. Yellow flag. And if they are good and they talk, they a hoe in my eyes. Sorry.
Wow, damn.
My bias. I'm sorry. Somebody, you gotta get another girl on here though.
I'll get the other girl on this motherfucker now. You know what I'm saying? Y'all know what I'm talking about.
Nah, I probably don't. I don't know.
You know what I'm talking about, man. And yeah, I'll talk about it later then. Let's say this shit.
Bet, say less.
But we know. I feel like y'all know who I'm talking about. I can get that person on here.
Does, I don't know, it could be like two different people.
It could be like, we'll just skip that shit for right now.
Yeah, we'll go back to it. I got some more. I'll do like maybe a good six more or so.
Six more?
Six, nigga, that'll cook.
Yeah, I'm about to. What's wrong with your bedtime?
I ain't got no bedtime, man. You know, we know. Fuck all this shit. It's just a recording. In a pod. And we had 50 minutes.
Yeah, no, I see that. That's crazy. Yeah, it says, a woman catches her husband in a non-sexual emotional affair. She tells him that it's worse than a non-emotional sexual affair. Do you agree? Why or why not?
So that's more of your question. We 100.
I mean, you can still answer. It's not just for me. It don't say ladies answer.
I mean, I know that, but like...
Say that one more time. Repeat that.
A woman catches her husband in a non-sexual emotional affair. She tells him that it's worse than a non-sexual sex... I mean, non-emotional sexual affair. Do you agree? Why or why not?
I can agree with that.
I can too.
I'm because when feelings get involved, you know, she get crazy. Sex is just sex.
Especially for men.
Yeah, sex is just sex. I can have sex with a woman today and not care about that bitch tomorrow. But when feelings get involved, it's a whole different story. Yeah.
I feel like I care for all my side hoes.
Nigga, what? Nigga, why?
Because, bro, the side girls is a very key part in a lot of niggas' life. Like, they know everything. They know about your problem with your wife, your problems at work, your problems at home, problems with your kid. They know way more than your wife.
But this isn't your it could be a side, but it's not necessarily a side. It's just saying you're dabbling outside of your relationship, talking to somebody on an emotional level, like about things that are kind of probably intimate details. And so she's saying that it's worse than you just actually having a sexual affair. Do you agree or not?
No, that bitch needs you loud. Shut the fuck up. That's how I feel.
Why?
Because it ain't like that, y'all.
You sound like you foolish. I don't.
It ain't like this. Chill out with
this
shit.
No.
You can stop saying
that. Come on now.
But it ain't like that, though, bro. It ain't like that, bro. Fuck out my face with that shit, bro.
Lord. Anyways.
Next question.
Your best friend, right. Agree to disagree. Your best friend admits to often fantasizing about you and your significant other and asks for a threesome. How would you respond?
I ain't gonna stunt, bruh. It's only like one best friend up like she. Well, goddamn. See, what's up with it though?
So that's how you would respond?
If the right one say it, I ain't gonna stunt. Yeah. Everybody else, I'll be like, ugh, nigga, that gay. Just to be undone with it.
Well, I don't care who it is. I'm not go with it every time.
I'm not gonna be into it because you know that's dangerous territory. Like, if to be in something similar to that, like in the real life, is not fun. Like, it ain't cute. So the fantasy is cute, but the reality of it is not. And then once you open Pandora's box, it get real messy and sticky.
I don't care
just
about that.
I mean, shit, they gonna get real messy and sticky. You know what I'm saying?
I just don't want.
Anyways.
Shit.
A man is on a date with a female, and with a woman, and she's on the phone the entire time. When the check comes, he asks for it to be split because of that. Is that fair?
Hell yeah.
Yeah. Bitch, look at me. Look at me, bitch. Get the phone. I'm paying, bitch. Not that phone.
Hey, bro, like, I can't even start. Like, hey, yo, split that bit. I ain't gonna start. I'll be 100. I'll be like, oh, hey, shall I be right back? I'm gonna be on the phone, like, hey, I'm gonna be right back. I gotta use that bathroom. Dip off on her motherfucking ass, though. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, my God.
Like, you on the phone the whole entire time?
I feel like I split it. I split it, too.
Okay, yeah.
I mean, of course you'll split it, cause So if you on the phone the whole entire time and the dude like, hey, you gotta split this up. He's like,
I just said I'd split it.
Okay.
You want to argue? That's what you want.
I do. I do.
I can't argue with you. You I bad.
Do, it's for anyway. The ratings. For the ratings, man.
Your significant other says that they no longer love you romantically, but they still care for you as a friend. you're otherwise happy with the relationship. Would you continue it? Explain.
But what type of Will Smith shit is this, bruh?
Yes.
Would you continue it? Explain.
Hell yeah.
Why?
Because, boy. What do you say? What the fuck Jada told Smith on the red table?
Some bullshit, probably.
Yep. We're married together, something. We die together. We ride together, we die together. Bad marriage for life.
That's how it is.
Fuck off. He don't love me no more. We can just be friends and just
that part.
Let me go fuck off or something.
That's what a friend would do though, but like real thought, that's probably what she'll do. Just now I'm just married.
But we not talking about Jada. We talking about you. Are you gonna continue it or not?
I'm not, because you don't
love me romantically, but you care for me as a friend, so we gonna be friends. Right. Why are we in a relationship for? That's dumb.
Probably because like we ain't been for so long, we got kids and shit.
They'll understand later. They'll understand.
Right. They'll get it. I'm sure they understand. But
you know what I'm saying. But yeah, I probably still stick around that shit. It'd probably be like a Will and Jada shit. Be 100, man.
Is it appropriate for your best friend and your significant other to routinely text each other about things that don't include you and explain?
Depends what you're talking about.
I agree.
They're talking about work. Go right ahead.
I don't even know. I never had like any motherfuckers other shit. I'll be 100. I ain't trying to be rude. No, I don't really give a fuck about they. You know, my niggas' wives or girlfriend. I ain't about to say, hey, shawty, I need your number or something like that. I don't really give a fuck like that. Like, hey, the only person I don't really worry about is my homie. I got that nigga number. Fuck you, shawty.
So you basically saying no, not really, because you don't really care.
No, I really don't care, because like, you know what I'm saying, like. Where's the point where like you get the number from that person? You feel me? Like that's the thing. Like how did that shit started?
That's true, but it could come from like a group chat or whatever.
But then that means that you had to pay so much attention that this is such and such number. Let me goddamn text them on the side and talk some other shit. Like that's even more sneaky right there. Versus, true. You know what I'm saying?
But if y'all are cool like that, like I know somebody, you made me have a brain fart. I don't even care anymore. Basically, sometimes you are actually cool with your spouse's friend. Y'all ain't besties, but you mess with them because they mess with you. Or mess with your person. So y'all can exchange. It's not weird to have their number. Now to always be texting them outside of your partner, I think that's the weird stuff. Like, I don't think you should be texting them all the time. Because texting me all the time for when it's inappropriate? That's inappropriate to me. It can happen when you are married into something and y'all all like hang out, then... like I was saying, I know somebody, a dude, he says like all his people, they kind of like when they date somebody, they kind of involve them in their friend group, so they'll like their girls will call them and be like, hey, we're such and such is. So it's not necessarily it's not something that's impossible, but would it be appropriate for me?
Even in that situation, that's probably even worse, because it's just they girl. Because like now, guess who got my number? If y'all break up, this girl right here. Now,
I mean, you can block them. You making it seem like y'all tethered together.
I don't be doing that blocking shit, bro. That shit just not for me, bro. Like real talk, I don't do all that blocking shit.
You assuming that after that they gonna be looking for the bestie? Not everybody's in here just trying to screw the next person that's close to them. After the breakup, it's over. It's a dub. Like, what am I contacting you for?
That's why I just say, why you begin that shit? Like, bro.
You know, because half of the time, you don't even think that this relationship you in gonna end the way it's gonna end.
Hey, yeah, man, this is how I feel. If they need to contact me, guess what? Guess what they can contact me on? IG, Facebook. They don't need my direct number. They, they better just hope I see that message. I'm just being a hundo.
Lord. These people that know you, they gonna learn so much.
Hey, man. For real.
The text, I had an amazing time yesterday. Flashes on your significant other's phone. They say it's from a cousin you've never met before. What happens next?
I punch him and go to jail. Bitch, what? Said,
you said you went to jail?
Oh, shit. I ain't say
shit, cuz. But nah, I'm gonna ask her who the cousin is, whatever. Like, what you mean, cousin never met before? I don't see cousins doing that shit.
His,
I had a busy
thing.
Time last night. I don't know.
His thing, number one thing is that I don't even give a fuck if that popped up on my significant other shit. Number one, I'm not looking at the phone. This shit pop up. I can see. I'll see. That's it. I ain't looking at
okay,
shit.
Okay, but I'm not hearing what you're saying, but that's not what the question says. You saw it. You saw it. So what are you doing next?
I ain't doing shit.
After they said it's a cousin, you just trusting them? You just trust them.
I'm about to go play the game. Because in this situation, that means I had to ask who was that. I ain't asking shit.
It literally says that you are trying to befuddle and find all these little loopholes. You already asked, and they said it's a cousin. So after they say it's a cousin you never met, you're gonna say, "All right, bet," and go to the Xbox, bro. You trash. You just got played, just like this game you playing on.
That's cool. Shit.
Playing on.
What am I about to do all this other
you know what I'm gonna do? I'm gonna ask who the cousin, what's their name, and then I'm gonna chill on it. But then I'm gonna go on Facebook, then I'm gonna look up this cousin name, see if they got mutuals, and then I'm gonna find out. I'm gonna do a my little investigative detective work, and if I don't do it, my girl gonna do it, because we gonna find out if this is a cousin or not. And if that ain't it, it's either plan one, it's either plan A or plan B. You want to be a sucker and get lit like a lollipop, that's fine. But
that's what you doing?
That's
too
fine.
Much. All you really
no,
had
that's
to do,
not too much for me.
All
you,
really,
you,
you, all you had to do was do the same shit back. All you had to do was
not,
go play the game. I'm just saying, though, hear me out.
How you gonna tell me, look, you can't ask me a question and then I answer it and tell me how I should handle it. Because I'm gonna handle it the way I'm gonna handle it.
I'm just saying.
While you went on the game, I'm gonna tell you, when you tell me, oh, bro, I seen that it was a cousin she never met before, I'm gonna tell you, you a sucker.
I'm gonna
say that's not a cousin. I'm gonna say that's not her cousin, bro. I'm gonna say that's not her cousin.
I ain't gonna say this shit.
I'm gonna say you're delusional. And then, but even if you don't say the crowd, guess what? 2 months down the line, when this cousin pop up and it's her man, you're gonna be like, "Hey man, I should have known when I seen that text message and I just let the shit ride and I went on the game." What
else? That's it.
Play yourself.
Because it's like this. I got on the game because I don't be getting fucked so many times, man. Be 100. Like, at least she had a good time.
This must not be your girlfriend then. And I hear
that's,
you, but
that's how it is, though. Like,
you ain't got no feelings for real. It's literally saying it's your significant other. So if you don't care, just say you ain't got no feelings. But that's
ridiculous. If she ain't care,
well, drop her. Why are you dealing with somebody that don't appreciate you? That's dumb.
You know what I'm saying? Like, why I gotta do the extra mile to find out about this cousin? Like,
you don't have to. I said I'm going to.
What if she really was a cousin?
Well, you find out, don't you? Oh, okay, next case.
Or you could have had the trust from the beginning.
Oh, okay, next case. Ain't no cousin saying I had a good time yesterday. Get some.
You never know. It could be the, you know what I'm saying?
Okay, like, well, call the cousin. I say call the cousin. Did.
See, call the cousin. They call the cousin. Hey, girl. Oh, my gosh. We had such a blast last night.
I know. I'm going to say, yeah, call them right now. I ain't going to say, tell them, hey, I'm finna call you.
They call them up, put them on speaker. Like, oh, hey, chick, goddamn. By the time you call me, girl, we had such a blast last night. We got to do this shit again. Like, Remy going to be in town this time. You know, it's been forever since we hooked up.
I still don't see your point, because whether it's the truth or whatever, I confronted it. I didn't sit on nothing that I'm gonna regret later on. That's just
shit.
How I see it. No, that's something to regret because you play me like a sucker and I let it slide because off the screen of what? Oh, I don't wanna know if you playing me. Keep it. No.
Keep it like that. Dude.
You can hit the door. Go eat with your cousin indefinitely. I'm not playing with that. I'm sorry. What did King say? I stand on business. I stand on business about that. Not no freaking text like that. Stop playing with me.
Nigga, who?
I'm not gonna argue with you about that though.
I'm saying just hit on when you get time, they'll stop.
Who the fuck?
No, I ain't doing that. I'm not. No. No. T.I. son.
Oh,
bro, you're
talking about the one that speak. Man, that nigga fired though, bro. He sound like J. Cole though. Real talk though.
Nah, I don't think it's that one she's talking about. I think it's
a person you like admits to cheating in every serious relationship that they've ever had, but now they say that they've changed. Is this a deal breaker?
Hell no.
Explain.
Because that means that, like, I could cheat a little bit. In the beginning of the relationship, I'm definitely cheating. Like, this is giving, like, duh. I'm definitely, like, cheating. But then until they show me that they ain't cheating no more, then, you know, I chill out.
But they said they changed. So how do you know? What if you just cheat on them and then put them back in the cycle of cheating because they were vulnerable with you?
They just said it was a long lost cousin that said they had a good time last night. Okay.
You are combining stuff. This is the next question.
I'm just saying, well, it's the same scenario for me.
No. I got like one more question. You're making my brain hurt.
What's the difference between that shit and that shit? If I'm cheating on the jump because of your bad shit and all that shit, because you was cheating on everybody in the past, then what's the difference? If you're gonna cheat,
just don't be in a relationship. Just call it whatever you want to call it.
Why, bro? You gotta.
You playing games? Like after a while, the game stop. Just play on the game.
Cheat
for the game, but not in real life, bro. Come on, that's dumb. And then what if this person has been going through a cycle, and now you just really just you're not putting them back in that little deep dark cycle of being a serial cheater, and you don't care, but now you want to stop because you told me you was a serial cheater. Dang, you didn't even give them a shot to be a good person.
Oh, bro, well, I ain't give the person, my significant other, a shot that she was with her cousin.
Oh, okay. I vetted it out. Did I confront them? No, I confronted the cousin. So, like, next case, I'm not going to argue with that. What applies thing? What applies thing?
Something messed up. My fault, bro. You ain't. What about you, money?
It's a deal breaker for me.
See, it's a deal breaker for him, man. He ain't going for this shit. Me, I'm going for it. I'm all for it, man. I'm all for it.
Why is it a deal breaker?
I've been there, done that.
They end up being cheaters?
Nah, I was.
Oh my god. See? You're making my brain hurt.
I said, I've been there, done that. I didn't say they did.
Oh, shit.
See, you were the serial cheater.
See, you were the serial cheater, and he ain't stopped. So, thank you.
Yeah, I ain't shit.
That didn't really prove your point, Neil. You just being trapped. Every answer is not even serious. You keep trying to find the loopholes when we're supposed to be having a serious conversation.
Hey,
you want to be difficult.
I'm just saying. Literally, he just proved. Like, all he
no,
proved
that he, proved, been he proved his point
that the girl should have been cheating a little bit.
He proved his point. That's all. that's all he proved. I don't know what you're talking about.
What was your answer though, ma'am?
I don't recall. I'm gonna go to the next one.
This nigga here.
I don't have time for your toxic behavior.
How the fuck that's toxic?
Hang on. A woman breaks up with a man, and when he asks why, she says that she met somebody better. Is that ever a valid reason to leave a relationship?
Hell yeah.
I'm gonna say yeah, cause it's like they've been a better, going to a better job.
Yeah,
that's how I look at it.
You found better, okay? Like I can't be mad at that. Oh, hey Neil, I loved you, but hey, I fell in love with Chris Brown, Michael B. Jordan. Oh, damn. Okay, that's understandable, man. May your life be great. I will not provide you the same shit they're going to do. I hope you the best in life.
Okay.
Yeah, I can't really be mad at that, but you upgraded. Just don't downgrade.
That's just it.
Is it a upgrade? Valid reason? I don't know if it's a valid reason, because for me, I would look into that. Because y'all just broke up and she said she met somebody better. So when did she have time to meet somebody better to break up and move on? That right. Sounds like they've been talking before.
That's absolutely.
So she's garbage. I mean, yes, she should leave, but it's a trash reason to me.
I mean, well, still, her had to go because she found somebody there, which means she would cheat. So I can't even stay because that's just, you know, leave.
If I look for a new job, I get a job. You indeed looking for a new job. Same thing.
If you already looking while you in the relationship, you need to just end it. That's equivalent to cheating.
She ended it when she found better.
And that is disgusting.
But you never quit a job that had another job on the side.
Y'all are delusional. Delusional.
I won't be broke. Looking for a new job.
Yeah, for a job, not for a relationship. Yeah, that's just like, imagine you date somebody, then literally the next day they in a relationship. Or the next day they're posting a whole post about somebody they love.
That happened to me before. So
that happened to me very recently. It's the same day.
I know. That's why I said it.
Same day for me.
Yeah. And that's that hurt. So act like, oh, I'm just Mr. No Feelings if you want to. That joint hurt.
Oh, I ain't say the shit didn't hurt.
It hurt me for a few days.
But I don't want to give them the satisfaction that they know that shit hurt.
I still want it.
Most people do a lot of shit to get a reaction out of you. If they don't get that reaction out of you, they feel stupid on that shit.
Mm-hmm.
It's like a white person call you nigga. They'll call you nigga, and they expect you to get wired up. They're like, oh, me, I'm chilling with it.
Mm-hmm. Your significant other quits their job because they want to become a rapper. The mixtape is dropping next week, but so are the bills. Would you still support them?
Man, hell no.
I get them bars first.
I'm trying to tell you, cool. It's so hard for a female rapper to get out here, bro. Like,
it really is, and she gotta be real. The bars gotta be fire.
Gotta be fire. Like with dudes, it could be a little, but with girls, I ain't a lot. Like the bars gotta be fire, and then it's like if it's not fire, my girl gotta be ratchet and slutty, and I ain't about to have that shit out there in public like that. Like, nah, we ain't going with that shit.
Unfortunately, harder for them getting interested than it is for me. And so, nah, I can support that unless you just
got to. So, gotta are you on. Supporting the bills or y'all supporting the mixtape?
I'm supporting the bills. Fuck that mixtape.
Then we got SoundCloud. What are you talking about? You better put that shit on that for free.
Okay.
And you got social media too, but you better support. You better goddamn promo your shit on your social media and try to get your followers up, bitch.
All right, I got two more and then I'll end it. It says, you're giving your significant other oral sex and go to kiss them during the middle of it. They turn away and tell you to wash your mouth first. How would you feel about that?
I wouldn't feel no type of way. I have done that shit a lot. I had cum on my beard and shit, and Shada just said that shit. Like, hey, you got some cum on your beard. Go wash your mouth and face. I did the shit, you know.
Did you went to kiss them after it?
Yeah, I did. You know what I'm saying?
And she said, ew, wash your face.
Yeah, she said, go wash your face. You got cum on your face. Well, she didn't say ew, but it's like that giggle.
She didn't want to kiss you. That's what it was.
I mean, she kissed me afterwards. Wash that beard.
So you didn't feel any type of way?
Hell no, I ain't feel no type of way. Mm-hmm. What about you?
Give that nigga that. How would I feel about that?
That nigga giving you that you gave that nigga that super duper.
Oh.
You grinding the pepper on that motherfucker, going off.
Dead.
And then right in the middle of you just want to give him a kiss. He's like, hey.
I'm be honest. Call me childish, whatever. I'm gonna be kind of offended. Sorry, mom, dad, you hear this, I'm gonna be offended. Good. Stop playing with me. You gonna give me a kiss, period. I've been down there. You better. That's how I feel about it. No, it's not happening. It's not gonna happen.
I feel my favorite.
So, do you agree with who? What do you say, JR?
I won't be offended, you know.
Okay.
Yeah, I think y'all are different. It's also because I don't think y'all get a lot of play. So, not y'all, just deuce in general. So, I feel like y'all be ready. It's like, she just wants me to wash her mouth. So, I'm going to wash my mouth. I'm going to be like, oh, no. You can give me a fucking kiss. That sounds kind of horrible.
But I guess at the same time, too. I guess at the same time, too, you know, we had that discussion about, like, kissing and shit, so.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I'd be more offended afterwards, you know.
That's when I'll be, like, I'd be super offended if I wash my face and brush my teeth and wash my mouth and that bitch don't kiss me then.
Yeah, like bitch, what?
Yeah, that's when you'll be super offended, though, but, like, right, you know.
Right there, no, there is the test. That's the test of time. Now I gotta watch my mouth. Now we send you want us to finish after this. No, you just killed the vibe. You get the moment. No, I said what I said. Look, what? Where is it? Hope we don't get copyrighted. Where is it coming? It's coming. Give me a couple of minutes. I got an ad coming up. Just wait. Oh my god.
We ready. You see this shit? We about to get. Oh my god! First episode, we done fucked up already.
It wasn't 30 seconds, so we good.
We about to be Wolf on Wall Street for show.
I love it here. Gang gang. last one. I don't know what it is, so I'm just gonna read it. Your significant other has an opposite sex best friend who likes them romantically. Your significant other reasons that it's okay to remain friends because the feelings aren't mutual and nothing inappropriate has ever happened. Do you agree? Explain.
Fuck no.
Why?
Because that nigga romantically love that motherfucker. He ain't like us. He ain't like no fucking like brother, sister, cousin. Like, this nigga wanna fuck my wife. That's a big ass difference. Just cause her ass like, oh no, babe, you ain't gotta worry. Nah, shawty, that nigga is trying to fuck you. That's a big ass difference.
But the feelings ain't mutual and nothing has ever happened.
Nah, but I look, it take me one time to fuck up. One time.
Don't fuck up.
Yeah, fuck all that. Niggas gonna fuck up, alright? But it's the thing. I don't know what it could be, a little fuck up or a major fuck up, and that nigga gonna be there. She gonna go to him, tell him the problem. Oh, yeah, you know, I told you he wasn't shit, you know, but you know, if you need me, I got you. Boom. He done fucked me like.
But that's a trash. That's a trash best friend, for real. I feel like even if you do, I don't know. I feel like there are platonic friendships, and then there are the ones that they do like you, but then you also know. You do kind of know. Like, I have a friend, a couple of friends. I ain't even gonna say a friend, so just in case people listen, because. But yeah, they, you know, because you could tell that they like you because they be doing the most. Like, you be saying, oh my God, you know, something happened and this person was just really rude, or, you know, this date didn't fall through. Then they go from, oh my God, you need to let somebody treat you like a queen. You deserve better. Da, da, da. And it's like, why are you going left field when all I said the date didn't go right? because I might go on a date with him later or another date, and you up here, you should be a queen. It gives simp, that actually gives simp behavior, because you know that girl is not into you, and you sitting here trying to be Captain Save Us, and she don't need to be saved. Like, you trying to make her be this damsel in distress because you love her. Like, you on your Mario, you should let me love you, and she's just not seeing it.
This nigga and right here, but fucked up the friendship already.
Who?
You.
It is what it is.
It is what it is. What about you, Jay?
Yeah, I ain't trusting that nigga. See? I trust up, not that nigga, though. I know niggas.
I mean, I feel like, I don't know, maybe girls are a little more patient. I ain't gonna mess with it, but do I think,
She should cut them off.
I don't think that they should be hanging out. Like, if they used to be like buddy buddy hanging out and whoop de whoop, they shouldn't be hanging out as much. And so they could talk. I'm not, because that's also not fair. If they were friends before, and just because y'all are in a relationship now, you got to cut off all your friends. Like, because so if there was a friendship before, that's chaotic.
It's the thing about this. I'm cool if my girl got a male best friend. That's cool. I'm fine with this shit. It's the other part of.
So you want her to lie to you, though? So, okay. No. So if she does have that, would you rather her tell you that she has a guy friend that likes her, but nothing has ever happened, or you want her to lie? You don't want to know.
That be about a lie like that, because if it ain't nothing, you ain't gotta tell me that shit. You know what I'm saying? But now,
but if I know this nigga,
if this nigga try to fuck you and still trying to fuck you, it's the fact that he's still trying. It's not like, oh, in the past he tried but he failed. But you know, that's cool because he failed. But this nigga still trying. That means that he just waiting. Literally for, and some simple ass nigga will literally wait till the end of their life just for a crumb, a slitter of some pussy.
I believe it. But yeah, I agree. I would lie then. But a lot of people feel like they should be honest. Remember, I had a whole relationship one time and we were planning a friend trip. Told the person and they went like ballistic. Oh no, what I look like letting my girl go all the way out of state to be with another dude. And I'm like, So, I mean, I feel like y'all instantly feel that way anyways, because y'all like to all think that we're all just naive, but I also feel like we just a little patient. And so I ain't finna do it. If it's reversed, I wouldn't want you to be around them like as much, because I also know how women are, and she already told you she liked you romantically, but nothing has happened. But I wouldn't say, yeah, cut her off. Like, no, y'all friends. Like, yeah, she can hang out with us. I gotta be there. But all that extra stuff, like y'all just having y'all little friend, one, two, it ain't. I would appreciate if you did.
That's understandable.
I'm not gonna tell you to cut them off though, because they y'all had a friendship beforehand.
That's understandable. I ain't saying she ain't gotta cut the nigga off, but. A great poet once told me, it ain't nothing to cut that bitch off. So, you know what I'm saying? So, what you saying, ho?
But what's worse is you cut off a friend for a relationship that don't even last.
Man, yeah, this might not be true. Didn't you just say significant other?
Significant other does not mean you're married to them. That just means your partner.
We had that. We had this discussion. Significant other to me, man. We married.
Well, that's to you, but it could be your girlfriend or your boyfriend.
Nah, that's my girlfriend. Goddamn.
Because in the questions, it says your spouse or your husband or your wife when you're married. But your significant other, that's just your boo. That's it.
And then they need a nigga version of this shit, so I can get your boo, your bae. You need one of those shit, cause like, I ain't gonna stunt, man. Bitch, you can have that nigga then, but you know, you want my wife and shit, a little bit different. But you my girl, I ain't gonna lie, my girl could probably have that nigga, you know what I'm saying? Cause now that nigga is gonna be very key in our relationship. He's the ultimate test the water type shit for me. You know what I'm saying? He gonna test your loyalty every motherfucking day.
I mean, but that's when you know a person too. Like, I would never. Well, I've learned that when you know somebody like you like that, you just don't put your business out because, like you said, they be on some weird stuff or they like already be like, oh, dang, he ain't treating you right. Oh my God. Blah, blah, blah. Like, bro.
But at the same time, too,
I'm just venting now. Because
if it's my girl, I'm taking that shit. Because now I'm like, bro, if I need, let's say I'm down bad, I need like $200. And she got a friend that really like her. I'm going to ask her, hey, bro, man, ask your nigga, let's give you $200 out there real quick, though. And we're going to use this nigga.
I mean,
yeah.
I agree with that shit.
You know what I'm saying? Like, now I'm like, all right, cool, we up. You know what I'm saying? And now he going to feel used and shit. But I'm like, hey, you helped us out, my nigga. You helped us. And I appreciate it. I know you did it because you loved her. But guess what? She loves me. So she did it because she loved me too. So you love us. And we all love you.
Shut up.
So I appreciate that 200. You know, and then when I see him, I'm going to say this shit. I ain't going to lie, bro. I appreciate that 200 that you gave us, bro. Huh? What you mean us? Oh, yeah. Yeah, I was down bad in the motherfucker, bro. You know what I'm saying? So, and Shawty didn't really have it like that. So, I ain't gonna lie. I told her, like, hey, man, see if Cud can get it. You had it. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, you ain't really my friend. You her friend. And you came through for your friend. And I appreciate that, man. I really do. I really do. You're a real true friend, my nigga. For real, though. I appreciate that. You know what I'm saying? You welcome to eat in my house anytime, man. For real.
Cap.
That shit, you can't eat it anytime.
Right, relax.
I'm saying, holiday. I'm saying, like, you know, holiday, but you got a spot in my plate, you know, spot on my table anytime.
Thanksgiving, Christmas, eat your plate and go.
Right to go.
You can sit and talk.
Yeah,
nine
grill, you know.
He gave me $200, man. That's a lot.
Yeah. Yeah, nah, it's not a lot no more.
That 200 can still keep adding up. You know what I mean? 100. That 2 times a 4. That 4 turn to 8.
I mean, yeah, you know.
And then that nigga done paid my whole car note one time because I like, hey.
Yeah, it's cute, but then she should also look at you like a red flag because when do you have your life together?
She knew my life was fucked up because she went with me. She told me instead of the good dude. The dude that was nice and her friend. you know the dude that was telling her, you should have been son of that treat she better. And she you like, nah, but she wanted this nigga, bruh. Fuck back, nigga. Fuck back. Get your simp ass in the back and give me my money, bruh.
Nah, man.
I'm sorry for the simp ass niggas out there that's gonna listen to this shit. Them niggas gonna hate me for that quote, bro, for real.
Fuck them niggas. I was one of the niggas at one point.
I'm about to say, you know what I'm saying? I was one nigga too, man. You know what I'm saying? I want a nigga for real, bro. But that's it with your questions on my nigga.
Yeah, that's all I got for today.
Alright, man. Well, I guess we're going to end it all on that, man. I appreciate y'all motherfuckers for listening, man. We really appreciate this shit. We hope y'all enjoyed that stuff, man. Share this shit with everybody, you know what I'm saying? If you got questions in the future or want us to discuss some shit, get at my nigga Callie. She's going to give you all her information. You hit her up.
Oh my God, we should have an advice column.
And all that type of shit, but thank y'all for listening. This is the boy, La Rodrigo, Drigo, Black Money. Catch me on all the social media sites. If you DM me, I probably won't DM you back because I ain't with that social media shit. But we got my nigga JR with him, man. JR, you take it from that, G.
I don't know my social media is like that, so you know, if you find me, you find me. You don't. I'm out there.
And finally, but last but not least, the nigga Callie in the building. You want to tell me your info?
Most of my stuff is private, but you know, you could do Cali J or Cali Janae. I can't remember which one, but I'll get it right next time.
Any closing remarks or quotes that y'all want to share with the people?
Live your life. At the end of the day, nobody has to answer for it except for you.
Damn, that's some real shit.
Dude. That's some shit. I'm gonna say some dumb shit. Get money.
You should have went first.
Yeah.
Well, with that being said, man, I'm gonna end the show, like I said, with some great words from the boy Loke Dog. Fuck y'all. Suck my dick and lick ass. We out this bitch.
Peace.